Hey, what's up, busy parents? Jay Helms, founder of this movement and podcast known as the W2 Capitalist. Good morning or afternoon, good evening, ever when you're listening to this. Appreciate you listening. Hopefully you get something out of it. If you do, hope you take the time to leave us a rating. We'd love those 5 stars. If you can, please don't do it while you're driving. But hey, I want to take today. I'm going to start picking on some guys that I think give really bad advice. Like Grant Cardone, Pace Morby, or there's another guy out there that I just recently ran into. His name's The Real Wayne Turner. And for whatever reason, he caught my attention on, I was looking on, scrolling through YouTube or something like that the other day. And yes, I did say bad advice and Grant Cardone and Pace Morby in the same sentence, because I have, if you go back and look at any of the former stuff years ago, I would talk about Grant and I would appreciate some of the stuff he did. I found it motivating at the time and probably the chapter of life that I was in. And I would talk about it. I actually had him do a guest post on our blog at some point in time. But since then, he's just come out and said a bunch of really, really stupid stuff that have been very off-putting. And I'm like, there's so much around him. I'm stepping away. Like, for example, the other day, he said something to the point of, what was it? Sorry, I got distracted. I realized I sighed real heavy and I probably picked up on the microphone. But anyway, he said something to the effect of, if you're not making $400,000 a year, I don't know how you're living, right? Now, I know that caters to some people and that caters to a certain audience, and that's what he's trying to do. And from that advice alone, he even went on to, if you're not making $400,000 a year, questioning, you know, how were you being, and I'm loosely translating this, very loosely, were you being a man? And I was like, that's too far. I've had enough of you. I'm done. But this guy, The Real Wayne Turner, he looked like he was being interviewed on this podcast, and he made this comment. I don't know who he's talking to, but it surely wasn't me. But he made this comment of, the true way to get to financial freedom is just buy 10 rental properties before you're 30 years old. You know, just buy them. Just buy 10 rental properties before you're 30 years old, and you're set. You're set for life, right? And I'm thinking, man, yeah, that's a great idea. But who the hell can do that in their 20s? You know, especially in today's economy, the little Biden economics right now, like who can do that in their 30s, maybe even 40s, like, you know, with stuff's going on. But I heard that and I rewound the clock and I was like, all right, in my 20s. Okay. Graduated college somewhere around 22, was making about 30 grand out of college. By 29, I was making probably 70 or 80 grand and at my W-2 job. And, you know, I didn't really buy my first property until much later than that, where we actively were investing and kind of knew what we were doing. And I say we at that point in time, because at that point in time, I had met my wife. This is my girlfriend at the time, but you can see where the brains of the operation kind of came into play there. But, you know, I don't know any 20-year-olds that can just say, yeah, let's just buy 10 rental properties, right? I don't know who that audience is that The Real Wayne Turner is trying to talk to, but it's not anybody that I know. So I thought that was funny. I thought that was stupid. I was going to, and I wrote it down. I was like, I want to talk about this because, and maybe I'm completely wrong, and you guys let me know. You can text me. 205-249-0248 and say, yeah, I did it. You know, and there's probably a success story. And I love this line from Jim Harbaugh. I think he's the guy that said this, but I love the line. It says, there's people out there bragging that they hit a triple, not realizing that they were born on third, right? So maybe this applies to people who were born on third base and bought, you know, 10 rental properties before their 30th birthday. But anyway, I thought that was so stupid because he was so profound in his statement, like, oh, yeah, well, this is, here's how you do this. You want to retire early? Just buy 10 rental properties before your 30th birthday. Yeah, it's that easy. It's that easy. All right. Hope you're having a laugh with me. Let me know. Let me know if that resonates with you, or better yet, let me know some of the stupidest advice you've ever heard. And it's possible that it came from me or a guest I had on this podcast. So that I would like to know too, because it'll be fun to rehash some of that and admit when I'm wrong about something. So let me know. 205-249-0248 is my cell. Just text me there. And if you have a moment, you got something out of this, leave me a rating wherever you're listening to this. I really like the 5 stars. And then if you have even a little bit further time, maybe 2 minutes, leave a written review. Appreciate you. Have a great day.